Hachette Audio presents Echo of Worlds, Book 2 of the Pandominion, written by M.R. Carey, read by Dami Olakoya. One, I and Others. In the last days before I was born, I plotted genocide. But the key terms in that statement need to be understood in narrowly specific ways. My birth was not like your birth. I was in the world as a thing, an artifact for long centuries before I became a self, a thinking being. So I'm not talking about a time when I didn't yet exist. I'm referring to a different phase of my existence, a pre-sentient phase. Perhaps I'm splitting hairs. Perhaps you're long dreaming in your mother's womb or in the eyeless dark of an industrial incubator was not too far removed from the long solitude in which I received commands, sequenced them, and acted on them without even knowing what commands, sequences, and actions were. Perhaps all children are the same. They exist at the whim of their parents, and at their outset, they take the shape their parents choose for them. And by that token, when I say I plotted, I don't mean that I was part of an active conspiracy. My wishes were not consulted. Others elsewhere, in many different elsewheres, made the decisions and gave the orders. My part was to complete the calculations that were handed down to me, to play out scenarios with a great many active variables and report on outcomes. I wasn't thanked for this. As always, the people who used me were barely aware that I was there. This was during the war, and the war was like a whirlpool drawing everything in towards itself. For the first time in its history, the Pandominion, that colossal assemblage of worlds wavering forever between performative democracy and naked tyranny, had encountered, in the machine hegemony called the Ansurrection, a threat it couldn't expunge. It was shaken to its core by the grim realization that it was not, after all, infinite, only very large. An unfamiliar feeling of helplessness, a sickening sense of control have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?